Meet Jose, Santos, and Gina, all non-U.S. citizens who either entered the United States without authorization or lost their legal status. Two have self-deported, left the U.S. on their own, and one remains, at least for now. The Monitor's Sarah Matusik talked to all three for her article in today's Daily. The push for self-deportation is a key element of the Trump administration's goal of removing unauthorized immigrants from the country. There's even an app for that, and attendant perks, including a $1,000 exit bonus. So far, an estimated 1.6 million people have self-deported. But behind the numbers lie intensely human stories, as Sarah's story makes clear. It's Friday, September 26th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A correction to one of yesterday's news briefs. In Wednesday's fatal shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas, officials have provided an updated death toll. One person was killed and two others were wounded by the gunman who took his own life. The Associated Press and Reuters are demanding answers from Israel, calling on the government to explain the deaths of five journalists killed in an airstrike last month, and to take every step to protect those who continue to cover this conflict. The Israeli military said it targeted what it believed was a Hamas surveillance camera in the hospital attack. Drones flew over four Danish airports. It's the latest instance of unexplained drone activity that has raised concerns about security in Northern Europe amid growing Russian aggression. A similar incident at Copenhagen Airport grounded flights for hours Monday night. Also, Moldova heads to the polls Sunday. President Maia Sandu looks westward to European Union membership, while challenger Renato Ussati looks east to Russia. As Western European elections focus on far-right populism, Moldova fits a trend of Eastern European elections, reconsidering the post-Soviet order. That's crucial for tiny Moldova, a Ukraine neighbor where Russia's gaze feels particularly hungry. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Part of the Trump administration's immigration clampdown involves encouraging unauthorized immigrants to self-deport by offering cash and other incentives. A growing number are deciding to leave the U.S. on their own. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. The annual United Nations General Assembly draws the usual grousing about the usefulness and focus of such a giant gathering. But a quick look behind the curtain finds cooperation, dialogue, and a commitment to better lives for many. Howard LaFranchi reports from the United Nations for The Monitor. President Donald Trump was rude to almost every country that attended the UN General Assembly this week, except one. Could his diplomatic silence about China suggest his next diplomatic initiative? Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. H-1B visas help tech companies find talent that fuels innovation. Now that President Donald Trump is making the visas more expensive, the effects could range from businesses sending jobs offshore to some American workers seeing greater demand for their skills. Allie Martin and Caitlin Babcock report for The Monitor. When faced with a challenging world, Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy turns to songwriting. His new solo album, Twilight Override, is fueled by intentionality, valuing connection over division and creation over destruction. Sarah Miller-Yana reports for The Monitor.
Feel free. Feel free, make a record with your friends, sing a song that never ends. Feel free.
Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on France's quiet diplomacy with the U.S. This week's United Nations gathering underscored the many points of common interest as well as contention in global relations today. The leaders of longtime allies, France and the United States, for example, agree on the need for Europe to fund and strengthen its defense capabilities. But when it comes to the war in Gaza, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and climate change, c'est compliqué, it's complicated. Increasingly, however, international relations are not entirely dependent on who's in power. With affordable air travel and extensive online connectivity, relationships among individuals, academics, scientists, artists, ordinary citizens, are ever easier to form, and they are often more elastic and enduring. French President Emmanuel Macron is counting on this. On Tuesday in New York, he unveiled the Lafayette Fellowship Program. Named after the French nobleman who fought in the American Revolution under General George Washington, the program will bring 30 outstanding U.S. students to a top French university each year to be immersed in European innovation, culture, and policy. This fellowship is based on trust and youth, Mr. Macron said. Referring to the thousands of Americans who fought alongside French troops in two world wars, he spoke of a new generation of Americans crossing the ocean, not to wage war, but to invent a future together. In these aims, Mr. Macron is not alone. For decades, the United Kingdom's and Germany's Marshall Fellowships, as well as the University of Oxford's Rhodes Scholar Program, have had similar goals. So has the U.S. Fulbright Fellowship, described as a modest program with an immodest aim, that of peace. Senator J. William Fulbright, a Rhodes Scholar himself, believed that exposing young people to different cultures and viewpoints would in the future enable them to exchange ideas instead of bullets. Shared ideas and interests can help transcend nationalistic and cultural divides. For instance, India's Bollywood movies have a large fan base in neighboring Pakistan, and North Koreans have been willing to risk punishment to watch South Korean TV shows. But deeper political tolerance and trust benefit from intentional, direct dialogue and collective discovery. In June, academics, students, and diplomatic representatives attended a knowledge diplomacy workshop in Paris. The University of London, one of the event's sponsors, is studying the diplomacy that happens in quiet spaces of academic life. Such connections, one participant said, survive political turbulence because they're built on shared intellectual curiosity rather than political calculation. Former U.S. astronaut Joseph Allen offers an even wider perspective, drawing parallels between his experiences as a Fulbright scholar in Germany and flying twice on the space shuttle. Both, he has said, expand and change dramatically one's view of the world. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how selfless humility brings into clearer view the capability and wisdom we reflect as God's children. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.